Now verse 2, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Now let me give you my translation. Wake up and watch out, and establish the things which remain, which are about to die. I have found no works of thine fulfilled, perfected. Now, this is the second word of condemnation, and it's a word of warning, and it had particular meaning in Sardis. You see, Sardis, as I said, was on the top of a mountain. I've tried to get up there twice, and I haven't been able to make it. And others have tried. But it has one entrance on the south side, and that was the only way you could get into the city in the old days. So all that Sardis had to do was to put a guard at that one place, detail there, and watch the city. But on two occasions, the guard went to sleep. One time, it was when there came into the city Cyrus, the Persian, and the Medians came in and took the city. And then again, Seleucus later on did. For instance, a Median soldier scaled a parapet while the guard slept, and that is 549 B.C. and 218 B.C. A Cretan likewise slipped over the wall while the sentries were careless. Now the Lord says something to this church. He says, you wake up and watch out. And that was embarrassing to this city. They had gone to sleep on two occasions. Now he says, I'm coming to you, so stay awake. And that is the thing he's saying to Protestantism, and Protestantism today as a whole has turned away from looking for the coming of Jesus Christ, and they built up these systems that certain things have to be fulfilled before he can come. My friend, it's Tisha Thin from where we are right here to the coming of Christ's first church. He could come the next moment or tomorrow. Don't say that I said he's coming tomorrow, because I don't know. It may be 100 years. But, my friend, that's what we're to look for. Sardis didn't know when the enemy was coming there. And we don't know when Christ is coming today. We have no way of knowing at all. Protestants did recover the authority of the Word of God, the total depravity of man, and justification by faith. But there are many other things that they didn't recover. Today, the practice is to condemn Romanism and then tell how wonderful our church is. And I want to tell you, the Lord Jesus here says, we are not so wonderful either. It's not a pretty picture by any means. And the Lord doesn't find very much here to command. In fact, he says, wake up and watch out and establish the things that remain, which were about to die. For I found no works of thine fulfilled, that is, perfected before my God. Now, this is a tremendous verse here in view of the fact that the rapture could take place at any moment. The church is to be alert. Now, actually, the date is not set, nor even the period in which he will come. And the reason for that is the church is to constantly be on the alert for his coming, looking for that blessed hope. You see, anyone can make ready for a fixed hour, but you must be always ready for an unexpected hour. And that is the thing that the Lord Jesus is doing here. He's saying to Protestantism that they are to be constantly on the alert. Now he says, hold fast. The idea is that you're to hold fast these things because they're about to die. And the great truths that were recovered in the Reformation today are being lost. For instance, the authority of the Word of God. The Protestant church, by and large, has lost that. And the doctrine of the total depravity of man. Most churches and so many of our conservative churches today, they're improving and using cosmetics on the carnal nature, thinking somehow or another that you can get up a few little rules and regulations and you're going to be able to live the Christian life. And then the great doctrine of justification by faith has been pretty much lost, and a legalistic message is given today that you have to do something in order to be saved. Now, these are the things that characterize Protestantism today. It's very far from its original position. Now, we mentioned last time that Sardis was built high upon a mountaintop, absolutely inaccessible except at one place. Now, it's not on a great rock, as you might suspect. That entire area through there is made up of alluvial soil. In fact, I've never been in a place where I've seen so much erosion of the soil as I saw in Turkey. Now, that's the reason that the Meander River, and it's just soup, it's not water, it's just soup, it's flowing down as it's carrying so much soil, and it silts in and fills in the harbor. Actually, so that after 2,000 years, the harbor that Paul came in to is now 6 miles from the coast of Ephesus. Now, here in Sardis, you have this constant erosion taking place, and Sir William Ramsay estimates that it was much higher in the days of Paul and of John, so that it would be more awe-inspiring than it is today and more inaccessible. Now, in spite of that, a Median soldier of Cyrus in 549 gained entrance because the guard went to sleep. And then a Cretan in 218 B.C., he was able to get through the guard because they were asleep. And this was very embarrassing to this city. The two times it was captured was because the guard went to sleep. Now, the Lord says to the church there, don't you go to sleep. Wake up and watch out, because he could come at any moment. And that's a word of warning to this church.